Assistant U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Anne Schuchat says since 2009, the vaccination rate has flatlined. That's been a wake-up call to the public health community.
If we kept the same business as usual of the amount of folks we were vaccinating and the amount of folks we were missing, this generation of girls was going to be destined for thousands of preventable cervical cancers.
HPV is a sexually transmitted disease that can cause cervical cancer. Schuchat says nationally, only about 55% of teen girls received the first round of the three-part vaccine. It's recommended for girls and boys between 11 and 12, but some parents worry that could encourage kids to have sex sooner. But the idea is to vaccinate kids before they're exposed to HPV, so they'll be protected if they do become sexually active.
As a country, we're not doing very well, but Georgia's in the bottom portion of the country.
Schuchat says only about 45% of girls in Georgia have gotten the first part of the vaccine. Among boys, Georgia was slightly ahead of the national average of about 38%. Still lower than Schuchat would like to see. She says healthcare providers should recommend the HPV vaccine as part of the meningococcus and Tdap vaccines and treat it as a cancer-preventing measure. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.